Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can stay with us for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 Eastern Time, and 9 Mountain Time. So I am bringing visionaries, authors, speakers, energy shakers and movers who I've met along my travels, sharing the information of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery. My guest today is the brilliant Sharon Sudhar, who is a geneticist turned epigeneticist, which is the study of changes in gene expression or cellular phenotypes by social experiences that are influenced by people through your diet, nutrition, exposure to toxins, etc. This all sounds really, really scientific. However, all this means is that she provides a safe space for you to release the limiting beliefs and perceptions that free up your DNA to be expressed at its utmost. And changing the limiting beliefs allows us to change the DNA and to be expressed in a more positive way. So there is a new paradigm shift that says that our DNA is just the blueprint and not the brain of the cell as it was thought of before. So up to now, we have been told that our DNA controls our biology. The new paradigm allows us to move forward and allows us to step out of being a victim to our DNA and to move into a more empowered way of being. And like Dr. Yuen always says, why move molecule or mountains when you can move molecules? My guest today is also the author of Hera the Ho'oponopono.
HEPA,
sorry. And I'm reading my crazy script here.
That's okay.
And this is a book that empowers children and adults by teaching them about Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian tool for self-healing. And so I want to extend a big welcome to Sharon. And she's coming into us all the way from the UK with her beautiful, lovely British accent. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, good morning to you. I'm so just pleased to be here and grateful that you asked me to be here.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's my pleasure to have you on The Truth is Funny. And, you know, I was just trying to remember last night I was preparing for this and I was reading your credentials and I was like, wow, no, you know, like you're an amazing woman in so many ways. And you and I have been working together, I think, for how long now has it been?
Probably about 5 months, maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah. And like, I remember you contacted me after a radio show, or it was a telesummit that I was on, how did that happen?
It was Darius.
He did
an interview with you, and I just knew I had to get in touch with you, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you did too, because this is how the universe works. Everything's in divine order. And the word divine has been coming up a lot since yesterday for me. The energy that Sharon contacted me, many, many people who work with energy, that are shifting out of old ways, they'll connect with me because they want to move forward more in quantum speed. And they recognize, you know, maybe run into an interview as she did, whatever, that that I'm able to facilitate people to move forward more quickly and to move towards their goals quickly. And so this is really cool because at the same time, the way the universe works is that when you put that benefit out to people, that benefit would be returned to you. And so I have, it has been a great pleasure for me to connect with Sharan, and it has been a very mutually beneficial connection. And so I just want to say that, you know, I'm so pleased to have you on the show, you know, and I really would like to really tap into all this knowledge that you have for all of our listeners. I know that you work specifically with inherited diseases, you know, such as cancer and diabetes, and especially in patients that are wanting to conceive children that have a positive, you know, gene expression. And what I'd like to know from you is, when was it that you, you know, as my dad used to say, he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot, because he was an entrepreneur and he didn't have much patience for people who would talk about getting things done and not get them done. And so I was just be really interested in understanding your journey from being a geneticist and then moving into this new paradigm. Can you tell us about that a bit?
Yeah, sure. It was, I was working in the hospital for about 13 years doing the work with genetics and working with identifying gene defects in children and families that had blood disorders such as hemophilia. And while I was there, it's just, you know, something just clicks and you're thinking, you know, this doesn't feel right. This feels like there's something more to life than this, and there's more that I can do than just identify these gene defects, give it to the consultant, and then they just tell them, okay, you've got this, and go ahead, and, you know, this is the protocol we're going to treat you with. I mean, that's fair enough, and that still happens, but I think it was a trigger to actually get me to begin to start looking at how the mind-body connection started to work, and I started studying hypnotherapy and EFT and those kind of modalities where, you know, the energy work was involved with it. But what happened was that, as the universe has it, you know, about 7 years ago, I the contract came to an end, so I had to leave. And at that point, I was introduced to Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief, which was a complete turnaround for me. And that brought that feeling that I had that there was something missing is what that book did for me. It brought that information together. And how it did it was because he was talking about how the mind and our perceptions, our beliefs can impact our biology. And that was the missing link that I'd been looking for. So that was really how it all happened.
That is so amazing, because for myself, I find that the more and you know, the more people I work with and that, or I play with, because this is energy moving, it's fun. the more experience I get from other people coming in, you know, and from other countries and all over the place, is that there's this serendipity about, you know, there's a synergy about how the universe will show us, you know, direction. Mm-hmm. And quite often it'll come by a book, or, you know, you could go on the internet and all of a sudden what you were looking at, you can never find again.
Yeah.
Because it was just meant for you in that moment. Yeah. And so this is really like when we start to really tune into our intuition and our perceptions attached, we have that insight. So it's really cool that you mentioned that. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. And it's a little bit rainy here, or cloudy in Kelowna, and it's beautiful in British Columbia. I love my new home. We are going to take a short intermission, and when we return, Sharan will explain how the heart and healing go together. Shift happens.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest today, who is Sharan Sudhar, who is dealing with genetics, and she's turned to epigenetics. But before we continue, I just would like to ask you, Sharan, to please share your contact information with all of us, because I want to make sure I don't forget.
There's a website, which is www.charansurdar.com, and also on Facebook. The links are all on the website.
Okay, cool. Yeah. One thing that I have to recommend for everybody is you've got to go to YouTube and check out Bursting the Bubble on Infections.
Oh, yes.
I watched that last night, and it was fun to watch, and it was very informative and very calming. Yeah. And so, you know, it's really, can you tell us a little bit? Because I know there's a lot of fear that people hold around, like, especially like, you know, mom's about to have babies. And, you know, like there's always this worry that, oh my God, like, what if this baby doesn't turn out and perfect?
Yeah.
And so can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I'll give the YouTube channel is youtube.com/Charan Soda, where they can find all the other animated videos there. And I have so much fun making them. It's just
I can tell. I love them.
But the question that you asked, you know, it's the energy that we hold. If it, basically what the video is explaining is that if we are energetically flowing in unison with our environment, then, you know, the bacteria on our skin, they're everywhere. They're, you know, the E. coli that we can get stomach infections with is already present on us, in us, and everywhere. It's a matter of when the balance gets tipped, and that allows that frequency of that bacteria or virus to then match up with the particular frequency that we are holding. And what that then does is that as that continues and allows that infection to show up. And again, as you know, Colette, you know, when you have a physical symptom, it's basically telling you that that energy is not flowing well in the body.
It's a gift. People get afraid. Like last week on the radio show, I was coughing a lot. And, you know, because I had drywall dust. Well, now this week I've got like I'm sanding oak wood that has finish on it, and I'm doing it myself, and I was coughing, and I energetically shifted myself to a point now where I remembered that coughing is not about your lungs. Coughing is about swallowing wrong, and a lot of energy on the energetic level. And so, you know, if you're coughing when you're sanding a lot of dust, instead of going to that place of fear, like, oh my God, I've got a cough and that means I'm sick, it's more like, no, you're coughing the dust out. That's what your body is, you know, your body is working for you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you energetically get in touch with that and you let go of the fear, you know, because it was kind of like last week I was coughing through the radio interview, which kind of, you know, sucked. But, you know, like it's like, you know, a lot of the time what comes up when people, and I'm just using coughing, for instance, on an energetic level, has nothing to do with the lungs. It has to do with swallowing words, you know, swallowing emotions, not moving through the energy in a way that is beneficial. And so, you know, like for myself, you know, I had just moved from my family home and left my daughter left my house the day before, you know, like the radio interview. She had come out here with the cat and she was really sad. And, you know, so there was all this emotion that had built, you know, packing all that old stuff up. And this is kind of what these emotions and the thoughts that you have about it and all of this coming up is quite often the reason why people cough. And, you know, you add a little bit of dust to that and then you can, you know, you can start a cycle stepping in. And when it comes to our DNA, a lot of the times that energetically will come up as ancestral or even our descendants. So do you believe that that can be changed?
Yes, I do. Just like you do.
It's not really about believing, but have you experienced that change?
I have. There was this one example where I was working with a lady who, for whose lungs came up, and there was an inherited energy that was trapped there. And I usually, when I find an inherited energy, I start to look at how many generations it was there for, and how far back it went. And what we found was that it actually started off with her dad and then went back all these other generations. And she said, oh, my dad and my sister have both got asthma. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, but I haven't. So I said, okay, fair enough. And, you know, we did the clearing, sorted all that out. And the next week when I spoke to her, she said, you're not going to believe this. She said, my sister stopped using her inhalers and we didn't even work on her.
Yeah, no, because what's coming up is, are these people, do they have any Irish ancestry by chance?
She might do.
It's coming up, you know, the black lung disease. Like the information from plagues from the war days and from being in coal mines and breathing in that dust. And so, you know, a lot of times our ancestors will have had to struggle to survive, like, and have had like some, you know, some real difficult jobs. Like when you consider how the universe is now compared to 100 years ago, when you consider how the technology has changed, how much, you know, there's electricity, there's running water for the majority or for a large portion of the population. And so people don't have to struggle in their physical environment so much to survive. But our ancestors are still holding on to that. And quite often they'll come in and they'll be like, wait a minute, if you're not struggling to survive, then you're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. And they'll look at us and, you know, like, and so this is really important. And it's just coming up right now energetically for me to express this to everybody that's listening, that, you know, if you're going to listen to guides or ancestors or your, you know, your, whether dead or alive, you know, across the veil or in this dimension, you want to make sure that you, always listen to yourself first, that you're your own expert, because you always want to check and see whether anyone you're listening to is actually smarter than you. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is, you know, in your experience, when she made that shift, what was she experiencing at that time?
She was experiencing thyroid issues, actually.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as you say that, the thyroid issues come up as head lopping off experiences, like cutthroat behavior.
Yeah,
cutthroat behavior. Many times, you know, when you consider back in the old days, I mean, it was a lot tougher to survive because, you know,
you could have your head chopped off.
Yeah, like if you didn't produce a girl, you know, if you produced a girl instead of a boy. Like, because we're in this English energy.
Yes.
So you've been, you know, how long have you been working more energetically with this?
It's only in the last 2 years that I've actually, I mean, the first book that I read was Bruce Lipton's, and the second book that really allowed me to start working with inherited energies was Dr. Bradley Nelson's The Emotion Code. And I read that a couple of years ago. Again, he was on a radio show and, you know, I heard the work that he did and it just blew my mind away. And it was just amazing. And so I actually then certified in what he's doing.
I love how it blew your mind away.
I knew that because, you know, I said that and I thought to myself, she's going to love that.
Well, because, you know, when you ask a question with your mind, and then you want to receive the answer with your mind, you just get another question.
Yeah.
And so you're much better off going to your, you know, your intuitive, your to your intuition, and getting the answer from yourself.
Yeah. And literally, that's how it works. You know, it's just about going to that space and getting the answers and working with people just like you do.
Yeah, and you know. The beauty of this is, and this is something I really want to share with people, is that for every person that you are doing energetic shifting with, they are also energetically shifting you at the same time. So there's always like when you work with people energetically or otherwise, you know, in general, you want to make sure that you're giving them a strong benefit. And then they're going to return that benefit back to you. And then you, like as Mark Kittenbach, who I interviewed a few weeks ago, says, you know, you boost that intention that you're going to energetically shift each other so that it's a win for you, it's a win for the other person, and it's a win for the entire universe because everybody benefits from that.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool.
Yeah.
It's got that synergy to it. I'm Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be back and have Sharan share with us her view on inherited energies and their role in, you know, epigenetics and how we can use this to make shift happen.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And today we have the fabulous Sharan on the show sharing her insights regarding DNA and more. So, Sharan, I want you to tell us more about the DNA, but please don't forget, I want to hear about your children's book. And I apologize for pronouncing her name wrong.
No, that's fine. She's a little fairy and she forgives. That's what she does.
I went and I looked that up, and it's really beautiful. Just tell us about that so we don't run out of time, because I feel like it was it's close to my heart. I was bullied a lot when I was a little kid. Uh-huh. And so, you know, it's kind of like people don't recognize the challenges that produces for many, many years, or has the potential to. So do you want to tell us about that book?
Yeah, well, I was inspired after I read Joe Vitale's book, Zero Limits. And that book, I felt, you know, I have this knack of taking something and making it simple.
And, I love that.
And so this book was all about that. It was about taking Ho'oponopono, and I just felt that I could just use a story that could be read to children and allow them to understand the you know, huge concepts, like things like we're one, and that, you know, everything we experience outside is within us, and it's a gift that we can then, if we transform within, can transform the outside. And so I took bullying as an example for that because, like you said, you know, so many kids experience that. And the book, it was kind of a sneaky thing because I thought, well, if the parents are going to read it to the kids, well, the parents will get it too.
Yes. I'm in the process of writing, I've been painting. I have 18 dragons from the Intergalactic Federation of, Light. And they are, they've been appearing to me for about 5.5 years, and I've painted 18 of them. And wow. Their stories are coming to me, and it's a similar concept. I want to get going on writing it's Tales from the Vector, because it's about educating children at a level, because people assume that children are naive, but they're not naive, they're innocent. They just came from God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're open to change. They're open to this information. And I you'll even find that with a lot of teenagers right now, like high school students. They're hungry for this information. Who wants to be told that this is your DNA and this is the way it is and you can't change it? Mm-hmm. That's not true. Move molecules, not mountains.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what the book's about, and it's teaching Ho'oponopono, which is the tool of just thank you and I love you.
It's very simple.
That's the tool. That's the book.
I really recommend people go and check that out because it's really cool. So getting back to the genetics now, or epigenetics, tell us some more.
Well, you know. In 1989, they did the Human Genome Project, and what they found was that they were expecting to find was that every protein that we have in the body should have a gene that, you know, transcribes and translates that into a protein. But what they found was instead of 140,000 genes, which would equal 140,000 proteins in the body, what they found was there was only 34,000 genes there. And obviously that was, you know, I think it was almost similar to what a banana has. And it was just, you know, so it was just confusing for them. And the whole thing was, what they then found was that, well, with Bruce Lipton's work, was that that what our mind, our beliefs, our emotions, our perceptions can get in the way of the way that the genes are expressed. So yes, we can have 140,000 proteins, but how do they go from 34,000 to 140,000? And that's because each gene, this is the big line here, each gene can be expressed more than 30,000 different ways.
Wow.
So how is that? It's because of our environment, the environment that the cells are in, our energetic environment, the whole thing. And that then gives us the different 140,000 different genes. And also what they've found recently, there was some work done in Russia. I know you're going to love this.
I love Russians.
Yeah. What they found was that they'd take some DNA and they would expose it to some certain frequencies of sound, vibration. And what they found was that these DNA strands would then shift and be expressed positively. So obviously they said, well, you don't have to walk around with being bombarded by these certain frequencies. And so what's the other option here? And the other option was that instead of that, if you have compassion, kindness, and the feeling of unconditional love, and that those are the frequencies that then allow the DNA to be expressed positively. I mean, isn't that just amazing? Obviously, that
yeah,
to me is.
You know, it is amazing, you know, and it's because, you know, when this is something that I've gotten in touch with many, many times. I have a client, for instance, who had a baseball-sized tumor removed, and, you know, it was malignant, and, you know, it took me a while to get her to go, you know, and it's a beautiful blend of science and spirituality, you know, we want to use every facet that we can, this information, any information we get, it's information. That's all it is. Even if it's a diagnosis, that's just information. And so we want to be strong to any misinformation or misinterpretation or misrepresentation about any information. And, you know, the human being likes to complicate things. You know, animals, yeah, they don't worry about their DNA.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Like, they're like, who cares about DNA? What, you know? And so, so we want to be, you know, we want to be in a place where our intuition and our reflexes are in tune with that intuition and, you know, or with that insight and of being like a wild animal that just, that, you know, of course things just line up. There is divine order, and that word divine keeps coming up. Yes. This is your energy. You have divine energy, Sharon.
Well,
it's a like a beautiful divine energy. I just have to tell you, it's about women stepping up. And you know, if you follow any of my posts on Facebook, there was, you know, Ashton Kutcher spoke about how if you want to be sexy, be smart. And so many women on our planet have chosen to, you know, dumb themselves down so that they look more, you know, so that they're not challenging for the men around them.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to work with a divine goddess such as yourself, who steps into that intellectual capability, and also you know, allows yourself to use your intuition to add that perception to the knowledge that you're getting. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, moving, and like the woman that had the tumor removed, you know, she was told, well, if you wouldn't have waited so long, then this wouldn't have happened, you know, like you're going to be full of cancer. And that is not true information. And I energetically shifted her, and she got the results back, and everybody was shocked that she's totally clear of it.
Wow.
And that was by working on the cells and on the DNA.
Mm.
And so,
beautiful.
Yeah. And so this, we can shift there. We can shift energy. We can shift ourselves energetically from the tiniest quantum particles all the way to, you know, the macrocosmic. And because we live in a fractal society, mm-hmm, it's all in perfect alignment.
And I know you've talked about black holes before as well, you know, and I was watching a talk about black holes and the fact that they not only they take away the energy, but they also create at the same time. And that blew my mind too, because I was thinking, well, you know, if your chakras and different parts of your body, and you just have all these black holes, and in our DNA as well, mm-hmm, that just allows for this energy to be constantly created on that level, that quantum level, like you're saying, and also, you know, shifted and changed. It's just, it's mind-blowing.
That's why Nassim Haramein, the quantum physicist, founder of the Resonance Project Foundation that I was, you know, like I went and studied with, he calls it a black hole, W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah, I love that.
So before we take a break, can you please share your contact information with our listeners just one more time?
Okay. The website is www.charanserra.com. They can find the book on www.heba.com. And my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/with my name, Charan Serra.
Awesome, Sharon. So we are about to take a quantum break. And when we return, we will connect on the Higher Self Network. And Sharon and I are going to combine energetic forces for the shift of the week. So so that all of you can feel shift happen.
T tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny, and now Sharan and I, this is Colette Steffen, and Sharan and I are joining forces to shift some molecules here for people. So Sharan, when you get in touch with your clients right now and you, you know, get in touch with what's happening and just feel the people that are listening in, that will be listening in later, what do you want to share with them?
Just that if they can tune into that feeling of, even if it's just one cell in the body, just the one cell, and begin to just see that as energy and begin to just appreciate that, that that then goes to the whole of them. And that is all they need to do.
Cool. The way that I'm going to shift this for people or explain it, you know, somewhat here is, let's just get in alignment here with all of our cells. And, you know, if you consider yourself like a binary computer, that either you're weak or you're strong, either you're in alignment with your energy or you're not, we want to strengthen for everybody that that alignment is with every cell of the body. Like, so every system within every system is working, and then all the systems are working really energetically, working 100% on every level of influence, so that on the physical level it presents as a whole, as a complete whole. And so What's coming up is just strengthening for everybody from the smallest quantum particles of every cell. And I kind of like, this may be really like immature, but I like to think of it as, you know, like mini-me's, you know, like in the movie Goldfinger, uh-huh. You know, and it's kind of like every cell in your body is a fractal. Of, you know, like that's the microcosmic is a fractal of your intrinsic body, and then your macrocosmic body also going all the way out to the largest, you know, events that are happening in the universe, so that, you know, it's all in perfect alignment. And this is what's really I found very beneficial from working with Nassim Haramein, is understanding the fractal nature of the holofractographic nature of the universe, mm-hmm. of how everything is in perfect alignment. We're not randomly just spinning out of control. And so sometimes our cells might have an imbalance in them. What Dr. Ewan discovered is that, you know, he worked as a structural engineer for NASA. And so he discovered that, you know, structure is important. It's more important than nutrition or diet or anything, because if the structure of your cells and the structure of, you know, your body systems is not in alignment, if there's a problem with the structure, then the nutrients and they can't get where they want to go, and the waste products can't be released. So we can think of every cell in the body to be in perfect alignment with our heartbeat, so that we have that perfect tension, relaxation, and effortlessness, that with every beat of our heart, every single cell in our body, every single system in our body would be in perfect alignment. So like if we you know, do present with something such as what's called cancer, you know, where a bunch of cells get together and they decide, ah, oh, man, we want to be really important. And we want to create an organ here, you know. We want to strengthen for all the systems within each cell of our body would recognize that and be allowed to, and strengthen for the waste. Because it's not so much the nutrients that you put into your body. If you're strong to what you put into your body energetically, if you're strong to putting it into your body, it's not going to have a bad effect on you. It's when we have the information comes in, and that, you know, we'll eat this. Okay, well, now don't eat that. And then you already ate it. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit?
I totally agree with you. It's, you know, everything is energy, and it's your beliefs that get in the way of how that food or energy will be processed in the body, exactly as you're saying. And so to be aware of how you're actually in tune with whatever that you're eating or drinking, it's like if you were small and, you know, and your mom said, don't eat sweets because it'll spoil your teeth. So that's just an example. And when you grow up, that's all you hear. It's like this tape in your head. And then it manifests and you say, well, that was true. And as you know, that energetically, it was the belief system that created that. So to know that everything is energy, and trust that if you can be in harmony with your environment, then it's a symphony. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I like that a symphony. So it's kind of like all everything harmonizing in the body. So let's just strengthen everybody to that. If you know, you feel your spine and you feel your midline, you can feel like the energy moving, and just in a split second, just strengthen every single cell in everybody's body that's listening in right now, that from the bottom to the top, and from the top to the bottom, and then from the front to the back, and the back to the front, right to left, left to right. And then everything coming from inside of that cell, everything coming from outside of that cell, and everything changing in between, because we're always changing. And so all our cells are changing. And so there's always an ability, like for instance, in our eyes, they change very, very rapidly, so that we can strengthen our vision. We can strengthen our digestive system, our reproductive system, our respiratory system. So this is all really, really cool. that, you know, that it's something that, you know, we can just in a split second shift everything to be in perfect alignment, so that as each system is in perfect alignment, that all the other systems are in alignment with those systems. It and then having that go move into a place where we would just automatically do that at the electron, the proton, and the neutron level, that it would become an automatic response for our body, that you know, any cells in our body that are thinking they're too important, you know, and then we give them a bunch more importance, and then they get a swelled head. Whoa, look how important I am. Look how much attention I'm getting, you know, and so we want to strengthen things to be really nice and even, you know, and I know that's a kind of immature, simplistic way of putting it, but, you know, it really is the truth. And the truth is funny. So, you know, so do you have any other thoughts around that, Sharon, that you'd like to share just before we're almost out of time here?
No, just that I really enjoyed the shifts that you did there.
Yeah.
I could feel them in my spine and back and forth and everywhere. And just smiling big.
Oh, that's cool. Because when I'm talking, a lot of the time what I'm doing is I'm shifting at the same time. So it's kind of like my intention as I'm saying those words is to get in touch with the people listening in and strengthen them to do just as I was saying I was doing. So I want to thank you so much for your insight. It's been amazing. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and also on www.crystallinevision.com. And you can, people have asked, and you can purchase videos on thetruthisfunny.com explaining how shift happens and explaining how to find your weak and strong. I have an upcoming seminar in Vancouver in September, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then I have an upcoming seminar in Toronto in October. So you can pre-register for that, save $50, get a $50 discount if you pre-register. All of that information is on crystallinevision.com. And I just want to give a big energetic hug to my Bloom into Infinite Potential participants. It's a teleconference I'm doing right now. And till we meet again, I'm really looking forward to my upcoming interview also with Dr. Pat. So thank you so much, Sharon. Until we meet again, shift happens. And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. but the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.